So in the past year, the Yisod of the Lashon Tov Shir, we spoke about the Yisod of Tefillah, and there are many Yisodos of Tefillah according to the Lashon Tov HaKadosh. One of the primary Yisodos is davening for the Shechina. And that's come up in our conversations over the course of Chaburas, and there's been a lot of back and forth about that, and once there was a Rosh Hashiva here who came to speak Friday night, I think about a couple years ago. And you remember this?
Someone was very upset about that.
Yeah, so one of the Chevra was very upset. But the Rosh Hashiva said that the reason why Mashiach's not coming is because we're not davening for the Shechina.
It's a good thing I didn't hear that.
You didn't hear that, right? Okay. So, happens to be Bechal, I'm not such a fan either of telling Gibbon why Mashiach hasn't come. It's, I don't know, such a nice thing. Hi, Ari. The reasons why Mashiach doesn't come.
Is it me?
Right? The reason why Mashiach will come.
Because you're not doubting. Mm-hmm.
And he was very upset about that, one of the Chavra. And I understood the sentiment.
So upset at the reason or upset at the fact that he gave a reason?
I think that maybe both. I don't remember exactly. I know exactly.
Sometimes when there's like a strong MS, like, you can't just throw that on people. You gotta...
Yeah. So the way that the Talmid Baal Shem Tov say it is as follows. They don't say it, the reason why Mashiach is not coming is because we're not davening for the Shechina. The way that they say it is, if we were davening for the Shechina, the Mashiach would come. That's what they say. And this is something which we need to explain and to try to understand. But yeah, it's
positive.
It's the positive, the Hainu that when we do this, this is what frees us from Galus. That's the idea. And we explained it a little bit by the Tefillah Chabura, although it needs something more explanation, and I think this is a good forum. Josh made a very nice suggestion to hack it out a little bit and to try to explain and understand what does it mean to daven for the Shechina Gdoisha. Why does that, how do we do such a thing, what does that mean, and why is that, why would the Talmid Baal Shem Tov say that if we would do this, we would do this and the Mashiach would come? It needs a hezber, and when we understand the hezber, then we'll look back and we'll say, "Ah, oh, now I understand why that is."
When we daven, when we say baruch,
because it's not a skula. I'm sorry, Yanti. It's not a skula. It's not like if you were to do this, like if you were to say lam natseach 70 times backwards and forwards, and Mashiach will come. It's not like that. There's something which is holding closed the door, and memele. It's not a skula that if you open the door, then the person walks in. So if you can't walk in, if the door is closed. Doing this opens the door, and then who we're waiting for can come in. That's the pshat. It's not a skula. It's a biur, a very logical biur.
When we say Baruch Atah Hashem like a million times during the day, we're davening for Hashem. We're wishing, we're willing on Hashem to be able to do all these things. To Ben Yerushalayim. These are all the things that. So we essentially are davening for the Shechina all day.
Right.
So.
Okay. Yeah, I think most of us.
Assuming we all know what Shechina means.
So I think maybe we have to understand what Shechina means. I mean, even if those are what the words say, are we thinking that consciously? Meaning, do we have a way, like the Zohar says? I told you once that the Zohar Kodesh says that on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, a person is supposed to daven for his parnasah, right? And so the Rosh Hashanah said that's why we say Tein Pachtecha. So pachtecha, he said, is gematria geld, right? Because when you say tein pachtecha, so you're asking tein geld, right? Give us geld. So the problem is that we overdo it. The Rosh says, so tein pachtecha geld, Hashem geld, Elokeinu geld, Al kol maasecha geld. It says everything is geld, 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 geld. So we have a way of even if we say the words in tein pachtecha Hashem Elokeinu Al kol maasecha, which clearly means Megidu Shechina and whatever that means. So we have a way of interpreting it and thinking of, you know, how we want to taisha. But let's say I said that Shechina means, davening for the Shechina means, Pashup Shat, that there's a Chil Hashem in the world, look around, there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Kavod Shemaim, there's Kfira, there's a Maskam Har Bayis, Klai Yisrael's in the dirt, we're being stepped on. The world is a huge Chil Hashem. And let's say davening for the Shechina meant that we should end the Chil Hashem, that there should be Kavod Shemayim, v'chulei v'chulei. Moshe, would that make sense? Why davening to the Shekhinah would bring Gula? What?
No comment.
No comment? We're here to comment. This is why you came. Moshe, why not?
Isn't that what we're saying?
We're davening two or four?
For the Shekhinah. For the Shekhinah. On behalf of the Shekhinah. We're davening to Kutcher Bichu. That's the thing. We have to know those terms are important. Kutcher Bichu and Shekhinah. What that means and why davening for the Shekhinah means
L'shem Shekhinah, not L'shem Mas.
How is Shekhinah being defined?
Yeah.
Is Shekhinah and Kutcher Bichu two separate
things?
But when I say
Gal Kvod Machus Chaleinu,
right? When I say Gal Kvod Machus Chaleinu, let's call him Kulit. If I had in mind that this is for the Shekhinah's sake, that would be davening for the Shekhinah?
I think so.
I think that's in essence what we're saying.
That Malchus is always a...
Malchus is Shekhinah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's
yeah.
A very easy concept, I think,
where
regular
Yeshiva is
just a little scared by the technical elements. Like we're saying, on a very simple level, that to reveal Hashem in the world. Reveal Am Yisrael to the world. The Kedusha of Am Yisrael should be expressed to its fullest capacity. The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael should be expressed to its fullest capacity. And the Kedusha of Knesset Yisrael and Shekhinah all should be expressed to its fullest and most blossomed that way. I think everybody could say, of course, let's do it. But when you say, it starts to get a little hazy. It starts to get a little, this goes against what I grew up with. And they didn't tell me this in 10th grade.
They didn't tell me I could love Hashem either.
No, but you could hear, it's a little bit more, we want Hashem to be revealed, we want Bnei Yisrael to be revealed, Eretz Yisrael to be revealed, whatever the Torah has, that it should be the idealism, that the Torah is expressed in the Torah, we want that to be completely opened up for the world to see and to live and feel.
I say Laman Shemachim.
That's very fair. What do you say, Josh?
You were baiting me. You were baiting me.
What do you mean?
You were baiting me. Because you're saying downfall of the enemies and that. Because you know that's where I live. But
I said mask and higher bias for you.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I get that.
I mean, I'm mortgage the tie of that too, but I know for you, that's like a very...
But that's like putting a band-aid on a problem. The Iker is not to get rid of, in my not-so-very humble opinion, okay? The Iker is not to get rid of the problems. The Iker is not to fight against the darkness. The Iker is to have a flashlight that is so powerful and so overwhelmingly revealing that all this other stuff doesn't matter. I mean, that's
okay. Yeah.
That's a shift for me.
Okay.
But that's, I mean, the Shekhinah, to reveal the Shekhinah, it is so abundantly clear everywhere that there's nothing but the Ribono Shel Olam. And then we live in accordance with that. That's where I'm living, that's where I'm right now.
So, okay, let's say... We know that the Shekhinah, that Hashem is everywhere, Malech Chalas Kavodai, Eino Novadai. Fine. If that's not Nizgala, let's say if I'm a tzaddik and I'm living in that reality, yeah. If that's not Nizgala, if to me it is, but it's not Nizgala in the world, there's still a Tzar Shekhinah, right?
Correct.
Right? So if we teach Pashat, just the Tzar Shekhinah is that Shekhinah means, this is a very true interpretation, Shekhinah means revelation. That everything which is true about Kutcher Brichu should be revealed. Should be revealed in a concrete, defined manner.
Physically manifested
manner, even in the lowest place of all reality, which is this world. So, wouldn't you say, Moshe, that this gap between what's potentially true and the revelation of that truth is cause for tsar?
Yeah. But
so let's say that's what it means, davening for the Shekhinah, working on that nekuda. How does that make you feel about that? Is that fair? Does Moshe Siderbaum cry about that?
Yeah.
Yes. So if
but
let's
that's
say
because I don't know any better.
No, you know better. Let's say we said dominating for the Shekhinah Kedusha means that this world is in a big state of sheker. It's in a big state of chil Hashem, and we need to daven with all of our might in order to reveal the truth, and that the world should have a revealed Kiddush Hashem, and Hashem's glory should be revealed and restored. And that's what we're not doing. Would you say Mil Hashem Elai on that?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's Pashup Shah.
But it's not enough. There's more.
What's more?
I can't explain it. I just know there's more.
Oh, there's sure more. It's a very...
So much more.
There is more. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more according to our what we're able to understand. Tzaddikim have an endless hasaga on what this means. Endless hasaga. Everybody says the Shem Yichu Kuchu with a different kavana as to what that means. From the biggest tzaddikim to the lowest tzaddikim, everybody has a different kavana what that means. What that means. I think everybody can resonate with this idea.
We understand what Shekhinah is, we understand the Shekhinah is in Galus, we understand we want to get the Shekhinah out of Galus.
Yeah.
It's simple.
Yeah, it could be very simple. Like, it's just absolutely. Very intimidating for people because when we say words like Shem Yichakuchu Bichushchintei, so everybody's like, whoa, Kabbalah. Like, why do we have to talk about Kabbalah? It just happens to be the simplest way to say it. There's Kuchu Bichu, there's Rabbanu Shalana, which is the Ein Sof for the Rabbanu Shalana. But Hashem wants to reveal himself in a Sof way. He wants to be revealed even in a Sof way. And the Shekhinah means how HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals his endlessness in a revealed end state. Even in a state of Tzimtzum. Even in a concrete, defined, confined manner that there should be in the Kudat Ein Sof, even within a Sof. That the revelation should, of limitless should be even in a state of limitation.
It's Machas Tasiya.
Yeah. That's what we would call Pashup Shah. The shame. Yichud Kutcher Bilchushchanta. To reveal Hashem's Ein Sof, and even in the lowest places, which is in a state of very, very deep Sof. So, Moshe, now at this point, yes, it is more than just ending the Chel Hashem. Let's say everybody was going around with where everybody said, we're dropping all the Avodah Zarahs in the world. Everybody's mode there that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one and only. There's nobody else but Him. And now there were bumper stickers everywhere saying Einol Movado. The Beis Hamikdash was revealed, and everybody's dancing in the streets and saying Einol Movado, Einol Movado. Everybody has a consciousness of Hashem's oneness. Let's say, would that be enough? That wouldn't be enough. Let's say we got everybody in the world today, but we publicize on all social media, everywhere in the world. Everybody, you must know that Hashem is Echad, and everybody agrees Hashem is Echad. Hashem is Echad. Would that be enough for Kadosh Baruch Hu that the world should just recognize and to know that and be able to come into to the synagogues and to say, no, here, O Israel, Hashem is our God, Hashem is one, and that would be it? It has to be more than that.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but if nothing else, the Pasuk tells you, because it says, L'shem Yichud Kutcha B'Lichu, so you know that you got the Shchinte part now, but you don't have the L'shem Yichud.
Exactly,
part.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
What else do you need? You need the experience of it.
Yeah, I mean, Hashem has a purpose in this world that He wants a certain revelation to be revealed. Meaning, there's a certain light of Hashem that Hashem says that it's not just enough that everybody recognizes my oneness. I want to reveal my oneness in a way which only I can reveal it. So even if everybody is parading in the streets and saying, Hashem Echad, Hashem Echad, Hashem Echad, and that light, that endless light that Hashem wants to reveal, is not revealed in a way which He wants to reveal it, it's not enough for the Ribbono Shel
Olam. It's really up to Hashem.
It's up to Hashem. Well, right. That's why we have to daven for it, because we can't do it.
Which is das.
So, there's a chilek between the intellectual acknowledgement, you said, publicizing on the Shem. So the next step is that everybody has to not just say it, but feel it and believe it, okay? And I believe that at that point, when everybody really feels it and behaves accordingly with Tariq Mitzvahs and all that stuff, and that all that goes with it, that opens the Pesach for the Ribbono Shel Olam to then say Yichud. Because if we don't, if you don't have the wood and you don't have the lighter fluid and you don't have the newspaper, whatever, you know, but in general, it doesn't work. It has to be that it's our achrayus to prepare for the Ribbono Shel Olam by being. Not understanding and saying and singing, you know, it's not his slavos. It's not by living in his slavos. Let's say people get excited like the Malava Malka, whatever, but by being in Dveikus with that and really being it, and then the Choir Hashem can say, okay, you guys are ready. Here I come. You have to live it.
Okay.
No. Okay.
You need a Susa Lasata, but at the end of the day, the Das, Laman Das, Kalam Eretz, Shem Elokim, That has to come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not something we can achieve on our own. Yeah, there are things we do, and maybe it's so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more willing to do it, right? And that we can be clean, machzik das, so to say. But hey, at the end of the day, we have to elevate this world to be a place where it can handle. And we talk about Shvius Kalim and Tikkun Kalim. The world can't handle that right now. So just acknowledging is not enough.
Has to be experiencing, that's what Moshe said. But more than experiencing, meaning there's experiencing which is according to what is what Daniel is saying also. There's experiencing which means according each person according to his level, to his own madriga. But then there's experiencing that there's an experience that when Hashem reveals this light into the world, then everybody will mamel experience it.
Right, but I think we're trying to get from the point of where we stop and HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins. What's that cut off?
Right, right. So you're saying when we start to live by it, then it will allow it to come in.
Okay.
Right. Right. Okay. That's true. There's truth to that. There's truth to that. It's a very high expectation.
Yeah, but Shmuel. Shmuel said then, so then you have Mitzrayim. So fine, then you have Mitzrayim. So by Mitzrayim, not everybody was on board. 4/5 weren't. So there's hope for us.
Correct. So what happened in Mitzrayim was that, and it's really a paradigm for all Goliaths, is that what Klal Yisrael left the Goliaths was from a state of Vayitzaku Vayanchu. Vayitzaku Vayanchu. Min HaAvoda. And what the Sfarim say, min havoida, doesn't mean min havoida from the Shibud Mitzrayim havoida. It means min havoida that they couldn't do avoida Hashem. They couldn't serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Meaning, and this is also one of the definitions of Tzar Hashchina and davening for the right reasons, that if we were to cry out to Kodesh Baruch Hu in this Golos, to say, we're not crying out to you because, you know, Parnassa is struggling and because this person is sick, so on and so forth. We're crying out to you because we can't serve you the way we're supposed to serve you. If that's where we're coming from, that's also a tefillah which is on behalf of the Shechina Kodesh. We can't do the avoida that the Shechina needs. We can't do the avoida that the Shechina wants. That's also a havan and hasaga what it means for the Tzar Shechina.
A lot of things we say that should be for Kaddish Baruch Hu, but the question is, we really.
Right, so that's the thing. Let's say we say the words. Let's say we say the words. Let's move one step deeper into this conversation. We're throwing out different havanas of what it means. Sar Shechina. There's one very important thing. A couple important things to know. Let's start with this. Okay, one of the reasons why we daven for the Sar Shechina is because when Klal Yisrael went into Golus, Shechina went with us. The Shechina went with Klal Yisrael to Golus because the Shechina saw that it wouldn't be shy for Bnei Yisrael to survive in Golus if not for the fact that the Shechina would go with us. Meaning there's something which is called Bereishis B'Shvil Yisrael, that the world is created for Klal Yisrael. And when Klal Yisrael were kicked out of our land and were sent into Golus, there was a real chash that we wouldn't be able to survive. And then the whole world would be in a state of, will it succeed, will it not succeed? And the Shechina Kodesha said, I'm going to make sure that this project is a success. And the Shechina went with us into Golus, and the whole key that Klal Yisrael has in Golus is because of the fact that the Shechina is with us. It's the Shechina HaKadosh which sustains Klal Yisrael in Golus. So now, we owe the Shechina one. Right? The Shechina is what's making sure that we are able to be in the sky in Golus. Our chiyus is because of the Shechina HaKadosh. But that's part of the tzad that the Shechina has, that it's working so hard on our behalf. The Shechina Kodesh did nothing wrong. The Shechina didn't have to go into Golus. We wronged the Shechina, but the Shechina says, I'm not leaving Klal Yisrael. Yet the Shechina is suffering this Golus needlessly. It didn't need to come here. The Shechina didn't do anything wrong. And it's working on our behalf. This is another way to explain this, Rabbi, so that it makes sense why it is that we need, why we have a chiv and a chayas and mispar for the Shechina Kodesh. So the Shechina says, what we do for the Shechina is, you're taking care of us, we need to take care of the Shechina Kodesh. And the Shechina can only take care of us if we take care of the Shechina Kodesh. What do you want to say, Shmuel?
This is segueing into slightly different, but if we said that the Shechina means a revelation of Hashem in this world in a safe way, what does that mean that the Shechina came with us in Golus? That there's not a complete Hester upon him? not 100%? Or what does that mean?
Okay, so Shechina as a Midah refers to revelation. That's the Midah of Shechina. That's like a Pa'ula of Shechina. However, Shechina is a real thing. I mean, it's a real Ruchnius Metzius, which is part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's the revealed part, it's the Soifi part of the Ribbono Shel Olam, but it's a Chilek Elokam Yimach, meaning it's a part of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So when we say that the Shechina went into Golus with us, we don't mean that the revelation of Hashem went in, we mean that the actual Shechina HaKadosh, that spiritual consciousness, it's a real Elokos.
All of Nishmas Yisrael,
Nishmas Yisrael is called the Shechina because the Shechina made itself one with Nishmas Yisrael. So when we say that the Shechina went with Klai Yisrael to Galus, it means that the Shechina says about Knesset Yisrael, you and I are inseparable, and that's why the Shechina refers to Nishmas Yisrael.
So at this point, are those two separate entities, spiritual?
Yeah.
They are
two separate entities, but they're one.
But they're
double. They're one. They're double. So what that means is that through Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself. Understand? But since the Shechina says the purpose, the reason why I was created, Hashem made something called the Shechina, because Hashem wanted to be revealed, begin the Shemaydele, the Shechina is created for that, because Hashem has a purpose in this world, in the creation of this world, there's a Tzarech Gevaya, there's a purpose, a higher purpose, the Arizal explains, that Hashem says, I want to be revealed. Meaning, because Hashem says, I'm endless, I'm higher than reality, I'm higher than Metzias, but I want to be revealed in Metziastic way, but not just in Metziastic way, even the lowest places, Dirabat Tachtainim, I want to be revealed in every nook and cranny, every corner of the Bria, should be shouting that there's an Elokos, there's an Eloka. That's what the Shechina is. So the Shechina went in with Klai Yisrael and Pagolus, because the Shechina said, I'm attaching myself to Klai Yisrael, because I understand, says the Shechina, that the greatest revelation of Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to be through Knesset Yisrael.
The Shechina itself is revelation, no?
Yeah, that's what I say. But that's the Shechina says, my purpose in creation is to reveal Kodesh Baruch Hu, and I'm not going to let go of Klai Yisrael when they go into Golus. You know why? Because if my job is to reveal Kodesh Baruch Hu, there is no greater revelation of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's godliness, the greater demonstrations of who a Kodesh Baruch Hu truly is, other than Knesset Yisrael. So even if I stayed in Eretz Yisrael and I found another nation, or I found a rock somewhere, or I found this malach, or this planet, chves, the Shechina says, if my purpose in this world is to reveal Kodesh Baruch Hu, then I have to do whatever it takes to stay with Klai Yisrael, because Knesset Yisrael is the only, it's the best revelation of Kodesh Baruch Hu which there is in creation.
So that's not so altruistic anymore. That's pretty self-serving.
Why?
On the part of the Shechina.
No.
The Shechina says, I have to go, otherwise I'm done.
No. That's no. Meaning it's faithful to its purpose. Meaning the Shechina could have said, I didn't do anything wrong. I was in Chote. I could stay here and make any epis, any type of a revelation.
But it
went into Tsar for Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Yes. If the purpose, I'm being very didactic, if the purpose of the Shechina is... No, if the Shechina's purpose can only be fulfilled through its attachment to Am Yisrael, and Bnei Yisrael was out, right? Then it doesn't matter what the Shechina does; it has no choice other than to go with us, because it can't. Without us, it can't fulfill its purpose. So I'm saying, I'm being very cynical about it. So it's self-serving that it went with us.
It needs us. It could choose not to fulfill its
purpose.
Yeah, but then it's not its purpose.
It's not being fulfilled in completely now. Anyway, so what's the difference if the Shechina would have stayed where it would have been comfortable?
But there's no Hava. Without Am Yisrael, there's no Hava. Destroy
the world. It could have left it aside.
With Klal Yisrael, then it could...
Did us a favor by sticking with us, right? Yes, it's the best way to be Megal, because that was the first Machshav Tchila, right? It was a Shmuel Bereishis, B'shul Yisrael, right? But that can also change. We're acting as if, like, just because the world was created that way, that it has to be that way. Yeah, that was Al Machshav, that was the best way. But It's inside, so it can do whatever it wants. It's not...
Yeah, it's a, but one second. Yeah,
no, but
this is Shema and Vavai.
Well, stay with the Kutzer Baruch. Okay. No, sorry, whatever. Why does it ever mean go? It's together.
I don't hit the kasha so much, Moshe.
What?
I don't hit the kasha. I mean, the Shekhinah Klisha did nothing wrong. It could have said to Kutzer Baruch, like, let's start over again. Can't you take a b'dieved? Meaning, on behalf of the Shekhinah said, it has a bechira. Yeah. And it made the choice, it made the hard choice to suffer in order to be able to fulfill its purpose of why it was created.
I'm a tennis racket. My purpose as a tennis racket is to hit tennis balls.
Right.
All right. So all the tennis balls have gone somewhere else now. Yeah. So there are no tennis balls. So I'm going to swing wild around in the air.
No, so now you'll play ping pong. You'll play ping pong with this racket.
Okay, but
why were you going to go to this guy? If this guy always, every time he makes a wrong shot, yeah, he hits the net with the ball, he takes his racket and he slams it on the ground.
Yeah.
So the racket's going to want to play tennis in this guy's hand?
No, I hear that.
That's what the Shekhinah is saying. The Shekhinah says, I was batted, I was beaten by this nation. I was supposed to... Hashem put the Shekhinah in the base of Mikdash. They destroyed my house. Now what am I going to do? The Shekhinah says, I'm sticking with the people who battered me and broke me. Why? Because I'm faithful to my... I'm nem unto Kutzer Baruch Hu, that I'm here to fulfill this purpose.
I
think you're taking it from Kutzer Baruch Hu. The ancient
right.
point of view.
Rebbe's
talking about it from the
Shekhinah's
point of view. From
the
Shekhinah's point of view, it's selfless, because he's doing it to serve the inside.
Yeah, right.
Meaning it's
I do the same, but we're also the same.
Separate,
but that
but it's,
can
it
change.
Is.
It's
really not separate. Yichud Kutzer Baruch Hu Shekhinah doesn't mean that we have to be miyachid it because it's separate. It means that we're going to reveal it in a way which we're going to reveal that it really is part of a Kaddish Baruch.
So, is Shekhinah the idea of a Kaddish Baruch being manifested in the whole world? Is that what the Shekhinah is? Is that what this idea of Shekhinah is?
Yeah. I mean, there's different ways to say it. Meaning, there's different ways to say it. So ask the question again.
Does Rabbi not like that word?
No. I'm trying to be mitzamtzem how to answer.
I'm wondering if this idea of the Shekhinah is Hashem in his completion, meaning he's the Melech and recognized as the Melech of the world, where we've all perfected this world. To that point is where Hashem could really be revealed as the Shekhinah. I don't know, I'm just lost with this separation here.
So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Sof. That's called Kutzer Baruch Hu, right? Hashem is Ein Sof. That's the best term which we have to refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by saying, we can't talk about who he is, we can only say what he's not.
So with Kolam.
What?
So with Kolam.
Well, that's an explanation of Hashem, but normally when we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a name, unless we don't say Havaya. So if we want to use a term which best explains Havaya, we say Ein Sof. That's the Lashon of Kabbalah, right?
I understand that part. But I'm just...
That was just sentence one. I'm getting to what your question was. So, and it goes like this. So, in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Ein Sof, even Sof has to be part of Ein Sof, right?
Like what is Sof? What's the Ein Sof of Sof?
Gvul. I mean, Ein Sof means there's no Gvul. But is Gvul a stira to Ein Gvul? Or can Gvul, or maybe even the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can reveal himself in Gvul is a reflection and a manifestation of Hashem's Ein Gvul. Does it make sense?
God created a rock that he can't pick up. If he wanted to.
Is this
just told not to.
What?
Is this too complicated?
No.
How's he mitzamtzem himself from being Ein Sof to be able to be Megala himself to us?
Then you have to be able to... You have to be the Sof also.
Yeah. You have to be able... In order to demonstrate that you're not... That you're higher than everything. So, Ein Sof is not a stira to Sof. Meaning that he's higher than Ein Sof and he's higher than Sof. Meaning there's no stira between Ein Sof and Sof. There's no stira between something which is infinite and something which is limited. I mean, even infinite is limited, and even the limited is infinite because he's higher than both. So, let's say it like this: in order for Hashem to reveal his true oneness, he wanted to reveal himself in an infinite form and also in a finite form, where there's no chilik between the two of them. So when we say Kutzer Baruch Hu means infinite, Shekhinah means finite. When we say Yichud, it means that there's no difference between either of these two because the Kutzer Baruch Hu is higher than both of them. So we're not coming to be Mosif on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not coming to attach it, but we're just coming to reveal the truth. And that truth is revealed when we believe, and we demonstrate, when we become the Tzinor, to reveal this phenomenon called who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. That's why we say it's just a revelation. For example, let's say you have a mirror, right? And the mirror is a reflection of something. The mirror doesn't make that. It's just a reflection of that. So the Shekhinah is just a reflection of who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. So if lining up the mirror to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who he is basically another way of saying Yichud Kodesh Baruch Hu Shechinah. Who's that mirror? Klal Yisrael is that mirror. That we are going to be, we have been chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be the one in all of creation who will properly reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu's MS. Who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Does that make sense?
You broke the vacuum.
It's a very selfie thing. You have to give him shout out. Like,
okay, so the
Shekhinah
is a revelation.
It's very hard to do it without it.
Right? And the way it's revealed is through our maises or our thoughts even.
It's just yeah, our machshava is what's ikker. I mean, we're mechavin l'shem yichud shel Baruch Hu. What that means, kavana, is a neat explanation. Right. What it means to be mechavin that.
So then, who is it that's creating the Shekhinah? Because Hashem created
the Shekhinah.
But then it's up to us. But the Shekhinah is just a revelation. Correct. It's up to us to have a machshava, which creates the revelation.
Which manifests that revelation. Which makes that revelation a real revelation.
It's the same. I mean, I guess it's similar to this idea that the tzaddikim of our generation are a reflection of our maisim.
What?
It's the same. Is this the same idea? How the tzaddikim of every generation is based on the maisim of that generation. I guess our actions are making the tzaddik greater or less great.
It has to do with that. It's the same concept, perhaps.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. Same concept.
But with Hashem, the Shekhinah is just that.
I just want to go back to the word.
Bottom line is, we just.
I want to go back to the word. The words one more time, because I think Chassidus maybe perhaps needs to do a better job. Every Litvak will agree that Hashem is Ein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Sod, and it exists in every little part of the physical world that we have.
That's only because of Chassidus that they believe that.
No, they actually believe the opposite.
Wow.
There's a whole lot of focus with the Gra.
No, I don't think
I don't think that they'll agree nowadays.
That's not the machlokas. I'm sorry, Josh. That's not the machlokas of the Gra and the Mashal.
No,
it's a very dakistic thing.
I'm not saying it.
Yeah,
saying
yeah.
If you walk at any yeshiva bar today, we'll tell you Hashem exists everywhere in the world. In the highest, the lowest places. That's Shekhinah, right? That's what we're saying. It's everywhere you look, we're trying to bring out the Shekhinah. We're saying it.
Okay.
But when people hear the word, they get scared off.
But
when people hear these words, they don't know what's going on.
When you say the word Shekhinah is in Galus, that we didn't understand. I knew Hashem was there, Hashem was there, Hashem was there.
Right.
You tell me Shekhinah is in Galus, I'm like, funny kid.
Right. That's so everyone understand the concept of
Ein Sof,
some Hashem, some Ein Sof that exists in
that's
an Ein Sof way, but also everywhere, every part of us, everywhere in the world. Isn't that what we're saying right now?
Yeah. We're saying that everybody will agree that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Sof, and he's Ein Sof. But there's still an element called Tzar Shekhinah that we would agree that unless that's revealed, we're talking now that it's revealed to Klal Yisrael. Let's just use that one for now. That unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealed through Knesset Yisrael, there's still a Tzar Shekhinah. There's not true revelation. Meaning, so that's what we said before, that even if everybody had posters and banners and flags and dancing around saying Yichud Kodesh Baruch Hu Shekhinah, that wouldn't give a Kodesh Baruch Hu the nachas that he won from this war. It's not that everybody should be makir him. There's a certain truth which needs to be revealed in the purpose of this world, which is Hashem's achdus, which is Kodesh Baruch Hu, in a way which is limitless. It's higher than limitation. It's higher than limitless. And until that's revealed, there's a tsar of the Shekhinah, that the Shekhinah is not revealing to its capacity. And if it's not revealing to its capacity, there's a tsar of Shekhinah. So therefore, from the top, from bottom down to top up, so the minimally, the basic tsar of Shekhinah is that look at the Chil Hashem in this world. It hasn't even begun to reveal.
The source of the tsar of Shekhinah is that which the
Kodesh
Baruch Hu is not fully revealed.
Yeah, let's not even say fully revealed. Let's just say at all revealed.
Not at all revealed.
That's Aleph. Not at all revealed. That's basic Tzar Shekhinah.
Okay.
That's what we're doing on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The words say, speak very clearly. The saying, you know, Kvayim Achus Chaleinu Mehera, right? That's basic, like, Tzahar Shechina talk. Straight. That's all. That's basic Tzahar Shechina. But more than that, that's what Moshe was saying before. That there's, I know and I can't explain that there's something much deeper than that. Of course, but Shem Yom is saying something very deep. That's why it ends B'Shem Kol Yisrael. B'Shem Kol Yisrael means Kol Yisrael is, that's what he said, Knesset Yisrael is the Shechina. That we are the vehicle to reveal Kvod Shemayim in the world. Through our actions, through our das, through our teachings, through our behavior, but more than that, through our atzmias. Our atzmias. That when our neshama becomes revealed into the world, in a way that that they'll look at you and they're going to say, I see Elokos on you. I see that you're Chelek Elokamah. I see your Elokos. When the Elokos of Knesset Yisrael is revealed, and you can look at a Yid, you could say, I see Kutcher Bichu on this Yid. That's Yichud Kutcher Bichu Shechinah. Through Knesset Yisrael.
It seems pretty simple.
Understanding.
Just be a good Yid, keep Shabbos, keep Mitzvahs.
No, no, it's not to do with the Maisim. It's not to do with the Maisim.
That's the Yichud of the Yid.
It's
hard to grasp the concept if there's no understanding of what Havaya means, what the letters
are. Not that I am doing this.
No, no, but what I'm saying is,
if I had never learned Tanya, I would have no idea what you're talking about. I mean, theoretically, I'm saying, yeah, I understand. But the Yichud, what's broken, what's missing, what's Yichud, it's very hard to do that. It's not an elementary topic. The concept is larger. It's really not so elementary. It's not so...
thinking of Hashem, and that will lead to...
Zichur, doing mitzvahs, meaning the point of our doing mitzvahs, Yanki, is like this. When we do a mitzvah, is the school and has the koyach to reveal more elokos in the Jew. Meaning, a mitzvah is misugal, and every mitzvah corresponds to a different aver, to reveal, this is mitzvahs do many things, but on this level, that it reveals Kutcher Bichu on a Jew, on the aver which it corresponds to. So you're right, you have to do the pe'ulas, but not in a way where the guy will see the yid shaking the lulav and they'll say, wow, I see a lokus from the way he's shaking the lulav. Meaning, that the lulav is a tool which reveals true elokus, so that when you're looking at it, it's not like, you know, you're looking at a picture of the sun, you're like, wow, I see the sun. You're looking at the sun and you say, I see the sun. Meaning you're able to look at a Jew and not say, not that I see a me'ain of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. You look at a Jew and you're able to say, I see a Kaddish Baruch Hu. I see a Kaddish Baruch Hu on this Jew. That it's actually real. That's why it says, V'yaru mimekam, they'll be afraid of you. Yaru mimekam, I mean, if it was just a fake, if it was just a prop, if it was just a picture, they wouldn't be afraid of you. You're not afraid of the what do they call, boogeyman? Oh, if you see a picture of him, if you see him, then you're afraid. You have to see it. I mean, you see a Kaddish Baruch Hu on the Jew, and you chap the Yir Shamayim, what it means, Yir Es Hashem, because you're looking at a Jew.
The way I was taught it when I was learning to understand things. When I start to have some comprehension of it, I was taught to look at it as almost like an energy. Like, energy is, you experience the energy in the room, right? And that energy has to be revealed to you. It's not, I know that power's there, I know, right?
There's a
giloy. It's not, I always look at it as like, I have to see it. I have to physically see it. It's an experience, it's a giloy, which I can't, the rays of light, which I can't.
Seeing is a physical way of being.
It's a spiritual energy, and that's in Seifers, but not himself, and the energy is out there. It's very simplistic, but it was easier way for me to grasp it at the time. But...
Okay.
Yeah. So now that we have this piece of paper in front of us, are we going to do something with it?
Oh, no, sure. Yeah.
This condition, let it show.
What's this going to do for us?
Huh?
What's this going to do for us? Like, once we reveal it in the manifestation,
what is the Shekhinah do for us?
I mean, we're working to reveal the Shekhinah, right, which is just standard revelation, right? And that itself is.
It goes like this. The Shekhinah, everything that the Shekhinah does is for Klal Yisrael. Kol machshav yisach eleinu. Every thought of the Shekhinah is for Klal Yisrael. And the reason why it's expected for us to have that same Mesiras Nefesh, kol machshav yisach eleinu, is because that's that's the depth of our yichud. That's the depth of our kesher, which we have with the Shechina. That Klai Yisrael's survival in Golos, as an Am, as a Metzias, is only because of the Shechina Kedoshim. It's, imagine like if a son goes into Golos and the father is there, or the mother is there taking care of the son, and the son doesn't know it. So then it's a very big tsar for the mother and the father that it's suffering and doing through this, and the child doesn't even know. So what we need to do is that we need to help out our mother, so to speak, and because our mother's doing everything to help us. That's how we have survival. Basic way to say it. Okay, let's take a look at this Naaman the Melech. This is a very, very, very unique Mar Makom. Kisiv Nebayis Chadash. No, not that one. Sorry. V'zeh Perish HaPasuk Yikari Kan Sipa. So, here in Parshas Kiseitze, did I make the wrong? Okay, yeah. Go to the bottom here. It says, "Vamer hakasav b'lashon she'ila b'derech, ki kari kansifa lefanecha b'derech, perish ke'eis shanachta b'galus." You see that? Tov kafayin gimel. Sorry, I wasn't clear. Left column.
Okay.
Yeah, have it there. Vamer hakasav b'lashon she'ila b'derech. That were baderech, that were in galus. Hamar, ich nasa. What do we do? Im nevakish rachamim al galus hashchina or al yisrael. This is the shaila of the Naaman the Melech, right? This is how a tzaddik. This is the shailas of a tzaddik. What are we supposed to daven for more? Are we supposed to daven for the shchina or for klal yisrael more? What's our primary concern? Right? The fact that we daven for ourselves is not even a havel.
It sounds like from everything that we've been saying. Is that davening for yourself is part of the process? You're ultimately davening for the Shechina.
So you davening for the Shechina is also davening for
the Shechina, because when davening for us is getting us closer to that. So,
but on the flip side, davening for the Shechina is davening for us, because it's also one. So.
Correct.
So the question is, what comes first?
That's the shot. Ki shnei dvarim ke'echad i'efshel lehispalo kanal. So we didn't see kanal, but to be able to daven for both is not going to be possible, he says. Person has to put himself into one of these things. Well, we'll see where he goes. The Eizim Mehem Koidem. So which has Kadima? That's what is in Baderech. Now that we're in Golas, and there's Tzarchi Yisrael, and there's Tzarchi Yashchina, which comes first? The Zehu B'chol Eitz Ol HaLaaretz. That's what it means. B'chol HaEitz or Ol HaAretz. What's the Lamar? Im Ye Eskinu B'Avadisinu B'Avur Kol HaEitz, which is the Shechina, which is called Kol, the Eitz. Where the Zohar says that the Shechina is called Kol, the Shechina is called Eitz. Is that what we do? B'chol HaEitz? For the Shechina? Oh, ala aretz. Or should I avoid to be ala aretz, which means the artsiest, and the tzarechi am Yisrael, which are called Ephraichim o Beitzim, because Yisrael is like, Klai Yisrael is called the Ephraichim and the Beitzim. So basically, he learns into this pasuk, this shaila. Baderech, well, we're in Golas. V'chol eitz, do we daven for the Shechina? Oy, ala aretz, for the artsiest of Ephraichim o Beitzim. For the Gashmias, for the artsiest of Klai Yisrael.
What would our tefillahs for the Shechina be if not for Klal Yisrael to be the one to do the Shechina?
For the Shechina. That the Shechina is suffering, that Hashem should alleviate the tzar of the Shechina.
Hashem should do it without our help.
Let's say Pashut. Do we daven for the Shechina? Meaning, there's to your right, there's Aleph, and to the left, there's Beis. Are we going to daven for Aleph, or are we going to daven for Beis?
The Pashut way to get to Beis is for davening for Klal Yisrael to be the ones to reveal the Shechina, which is helping both. You're doing both at the same time. Why is it not possible to do both?
Because we're talking here about the artsiest of Klal Yisrael. I mean, let's say I know that the artsiest of Klal Yisrael is very good. But let's say the davening for the Shechina means that the artsiest of Bnei Yisrael is not going to be good. I mean, maybe by davening for the Shechina Kedoshah and I'm not davening for the artsiest of Bnei Yisrael, maybe the artsiest and the Gashmi is not going to be good. People are going to be poor, people may be sick. But I'm davening for the Shechina Kedoshah because that's where I'm investing my tefillah. At the expense of Klal Yisrael.
Isn't what's best for Klal Yisrael that even if the Gashmis isn't there to like be, everybody should be just to be like trying working to be the Gal of the Shechina? Is that not best for Klal Yisrael to get rid of the Gashmis and to be the Gal of the Shechina?
You say you're so holding in like the
you're tainted.
Yeah, in the sugya, so it's not a shaila for you. So what's going to be the answer of the Naaman the Melech based on what your understanding? You're, what do you think he's going to say? Are you, what?
I mean, I feel like you're there already. It's like you're down for the Shekhinah Mela, it's going to be good for Klai, so.
Yeah.
So let's see. Right, but Amar Akasav, so the Pasuk is saying, Bevadei Shekhinah Koidim Yoisev Yoisev. Of course, we have to prioritize the Shekhinah first. Ki Vehaim Revetes Ala Efraichim. She's the one who's taking care of us. I mean, so how can we daven that the child should be good, that the child should have his clothes and his food and all his needs? Who's taking care of that child? Who knows what's best for that child? The Shechina knows. The Shechina is what's taking care of. So of course we daven the Shechina. We daven the Shechina. We're taking care of classes as well.
It's even more than that. I mean, I'm not,
it's like, I guess the question is, by daven for the Shechina, are we trying to like bypass the system or the process?
Yeah.
Huh?
We're talking about the Shema here, right? But
yeah,
that's the point. You're right that anything I'm endowing in the Shema helps Klai Yisrael. But let's say it didn't, wasn't like that.
Even
would you do it anyway? Would you do it for the
even more
anyway?
So, the entire purpose, to add on to the answer of the love, but that I can't.
He's not done yet, by the way.
The entire purpose of Shekhinah, the entire purpose of Klai Yisrael is all for inside.
Yeah.
So, if we dive in, it's the whole purpose of Klal Yisrael's existence is to be Megala Shekhinah, it's for the Shekhinah to be Megala itself. Right? It's for Kvod Malchus, or whatever. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, how could we even have a thought that if we understand that our entire existence is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then why would we ever daven for ourselves and not somewhat more direct for the Shekhinah?
Right. That you're right. Meaning, you're right. If we have an understanding, Dani, if we have an understanding, once we have an understanding what the Shekhinah is, and we say that it's right to daven for the Shekhinah as opposed to for something else, that truth doesn't become a better option. If you understand it properly, it becomes the only thing that you should do. That's what the Sfarim say, that if we don't daven for the Shekhinah, it's not at least like an option B when it comes to davening. It's an abuse of the tool called tefillah if you're not davening for the Shekhinah. That's why the Sfarim speaks so strongly about davening for anything other than the Shekhinah. It's not just you have your choice what to daven for and you're choosing B as opposed to A. You're not using tefillah for what it was created for. It was created for the purpose of davening for the Shekhinah. That's what we spoke about in the Shiva. But look what he does here. Look what he does here. Let's finish this thought and we can maybe try to discuss this next time. But look at what he does over here. Should we just save it for next time?
No.
Okay. So the pasuk goes on to say that although I paskin for you to daven for the Shekhinah, I have an Eitzah. It's an amazing thing. Don't take the mother while she's on the children. Don't take your complete machshava only on the Shekhinah. That your thought should be so pure and clear. Send the Shekhinah up to make a yichud kodesh b'ruchu shchinte. Meaning, alleviate all of her problems and just send her all the way up to Kodesh Bichu. And then the pasuk goes on to say, Veshabanim tikach lach, tispal lalaim lashbi on kol tov, and then daven to bring everything on Klai Yisrael. This is the solution. The pasuk is giving you a solution. What's the solution? Hamachshava al Hashchina, put your machshava on the Shechina, v'hatfila al Yisrael, and then put your tefillas on Klai Yisrael. Or machshavtecha, and through your machshava alone, tifol lahalos es Shechina kviagas madrigasecha, according to your madriga, lift up the Shechina kdoish as high as you can send her. That's why it says shaleich tishalach kifel, meaning send her as high as you can send her. L'mameshet hischazek v'ta'am etamin machshavetecha kanal, that you should work so hard that your machshava should be so pure and so clean and so strong, send her as high as you can. V'lo yisayim, I don't say kva yatsasi lecha vascha, I was yoytse my chayva ki imhu davar she'in lo yisayif. Like Moshe said, there's no end to this inyan called yichakut jubuchu shchente. How much a person can send up the Shekhinah to be miyachah b'doida. V'chol oyt shet is chadik yoyse, the more that a person is chadik, talis ha-shchinah l'mala l'mala v'hatfila tifal al Yisrael. It will go higher and higher, and the tefillah will be poil and klai Yisrael. So that's something which we're going to have to discuss. We're going to have to discuss next time. But listen to the Eitzah. There's Machshava and there's Tila. Send up the Shekhinah Kedoshah up to Kodesh Bichu, and then Davin. Shalech teshlach es emes abanam tikach lach.
Is that what the Pasuk means at the end of Davening? Yilar tan imri fi v'egon libi l'pinecha Hashem tzuri goli. I mean, like, there's the Machshava and there's the P. There's what we're saying. Like, those two are seemingly separate things. There's one, you're saying something that's not really not that it's not matching, but there are two separate things going on. There's the machshava, what you're saying, and then there's the actual
thing
that you're
saying. That could be, yeah, you touch it on.
I've heard it, zil ratzim rafi.
Yeah.
And then v'hegi v'lefnechon.
Yeah.
But the machshava is in the, I mean, which is like, while I'm saying the words, right, slach lanu v'kichatanu, right, shvenu v'enu, all those words, davening for Klal Yisrael. But if the machshava is, l'machshmecha, for...
That's
the,
how
it's pronounced
right too.
Hashem opened my lips. I'm guessing that's why I should signal formulate it this way.
They were very Hasidish. You're saying the words.
Saying that's just what we're doing. But to have the Kavanis understand that we're doing it. Yeah. He says it's EF Shalasis Kane, and then he says, but EF Shalasis Kane.
Well, that's because you couldn't be Mespalam. You can't be Mespalam, but not he made a chiluk and he said, there's Machshava and there's Tila. So you could machshava, you could be Isaac and Shechina, but in Tfilah now you could be Isaac and Tfilah.
It's not so simplistic. I mean, like, it's like when we say the words, like, whatever, just say something, but think something out. Which is so contrary to what we are.
That's why we're not.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's fascinating, like, but he's saying it, that's what we do. Or we should do.
Such a unique, deep mind. Okay, we have to hold it here.
I think the question is...
We'll continue, Mr. Shem. Have a good job.